category is feeling like Taylor, which is also feeling like bad news.
Oh, well, that brings a lot of perspective into my life.
It sure does. This one is from APnews.com. Not familiar with APnews.com, but this is by Richard.
That's the Associated Press.
Oh, okay. But yeah,
they're really good.
But I'm glad we don't have other feelings about my source. By Richard Keeley.
Is he any relation to John Keel?
No, I think it's Keeley.
Okay.
Jacob Zimba, because it's not Keel like Keel. I think it's Keeley. It was updated 9:36 p.m. March 14, 2025. Title, River Died Overnight in Zambia After an Acidic Waste Spill at a Chinese-Owned Mine.
Oh, I heard about this. Mine. This one's real sad. And people are going to die.
Yeah, and I feel like being that it's in Zambia, it might not
get It's going to get much. Missed, yeah. Zambia and a Chinese-owned mine, so it's not like we can actually report on it.
Let's get into this Taylor-like article. Way Zambia. Authorities, environmentalists in Zambia fear the long-term impact of an acid spill at a Chinese-owned mine that contaminated a major river and could potentially affect millions of people after signs of pollution were detected at least 100 kilometers downstream. Spill happened on February 18th when a tailings dam that holds acidic waste from a copper mine in the north of the country collapsed, according to investigators from the Engineering Institution of Zambia. Collapse allowed some 50 million liters of waste containing concentrated acid, dissolved solids, and heavy metals to flow into the stream that links to the Kafue River, Zambia's most important waterway, the Engineering Institution said. Quote, it is an environmental disaster really of catastrophic consequences, end quote, said Chilekwa Mumba, an environmental activist who works in Zambia's copper belt. China is the dominant player in copper mining in Zambia, a southern African nation which is among the world's top 10 producers of copper, a key component in smartphones and other technology.
It is a wonder how much of your smartphone comes from Africa. Slave mines, basically.
You know, a great deal has been coming to my attention lately of all the rare earth minerals.
Oh yes, the rare earths. Yeah. From the Congo or Zambia, yeah. Mm-hmm. We even talked about it in an episode that comes out fairly close to this one. The whole fight over the Congo was for rare earths.
Yeah, especially in governments that have problems. And
well, they've never been able to fully establish a government because people who have been more well off than them for a long time want to take advantage of them.
Yeah, huge problem. I don't know, maybe if it's more the focus of certain people in the world trying to exploit other countries very publicly right now, rare earth minerals and stuff like that that other countries have that they don't. I've been paying more particular attention to it. But yeah, this is another one that I didn't know.
We did a Fringy Mini on rare earths with Mexico probably about 2 years ago now when Obrador, OMLO, he nationalized all their lithium, which was a huge deal.
Right. Yeah, that was a while ago now.
Yeah, but not everybody's taking the exact same path of letting everybody just exploit them like that. Like, Mexico did do that well.
Yeah, and maybe they're in a better position to not.
Mexico's a very interesting place because it's not quite considered, like, first world, but it basically is.
I would consider it, yeah.
Especially, like, if you're just talking Mexico City, very advanced, very metropolitan. One of the best cities in North America, honestly.
Yep, Sam. Zambian,
yeah, go ahead.
Zambian President Hakainde Hichilema called for help from experts and said the leak is a crisis that threatens people and wildlife along the Kafue, which runs for more than 1,500 kilometers through the heart of Zambia. Authorities are still investigating the extent of the environmental damage. An Associated Press reporter visited parts of the Kafue River where dead fish could be seen washing up on the banks about 100 kilometers downstream from the mine run by Sino Metals Leach Zambia, which is majority owned by the state-run China Non-Ferrous Metals Industry Group. Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation said the devastating consequences also include the destruction of crops along the riverbanks. Authorities are concerned that groundwater will be contaminated as the mining waste seeps into the earth or is carried to other areas. Prior to the 18th of February, this was a vibrant and alive river. In a country like that, probably rely on it for crops, for drinking, for
everything. Yeah, no, most people people live along that river. Like, it's incredibly important for their society.
Most civilizations do live along rivers. Oh, this was a quote from Sean Cornelius, who lives near the Kafue, and said fish died and bird life near him disappeared almost immediately. Now everything is dead. It's like a total dead river. Unbelievable. Overnight, this river died. About 60% of Zambia's 20 million people live in the Kafue River Basin and depend on it in some way as a source of fishing, irrigation for agriculture, and water for industry. The river supplies drinking water to about 5 million people, including the capital, Lusaka. The acid leak at the mine caused a complete shutdown of the water supply to the nearby city of Kit, home of an estimated 700,000 people.
Wow.
They've just basically fucked this whole country over.
Oh, yeah.
The Zambian government has deployed the Air Force to drop hundreds of tons of lime into the river in an attempt to counteract the acid and roll back the damage. Speedboats have also been used to ride up and down the river applying lime. Government spokesperson Cornelius Litwa, the situation was very serious in Sino Metals Leach Zambia would bear the cost of the cleanup operation. Ang Piwin, the chairman of Sino Metals Leach Zambia, met with government ministers this week and apologized for the acid spill, according to a transcript of his speech at the meeting released by his company. Quote, "This disaster has rung a big alarm for Sino Metals Leach and the mining industry," he said. He said it will go all out to restore the affected environment as quickly as possible. The environmental impact of China's large mining interest in mineral-rich parts of Africa, which include Zambia's neighbor Congo and Zimbabwe, has often been criticized, even as the metals are crucial to the country's economies.
I will say criticized because it's China and not the West. That's how often do you hear about criticizing of European or North American mining companies?
No, that's actually very true.
They are very bad. There's a reason Canadians have an incredibly bad reputation in Mongolia, and it's because we have mines there.
We were just talking about that, weren't we?
It's come up before.
I feel like I wouldn't otherwise know that. Chinese-owned copper mines have been accused of ignoring safety, labor, and other regulations in Zambia as they strive to control its supply of the critical mineral, leading to some discontent with their presence. Zambia is also burdened with more than $4 billion in debt to China and had to restructure some of its loans from China and other nations after defaulting on repayments in 2020. Wow. I wonder if that's why they're there doing this.
No, the $4 billion would have been in developing the mine.
A smaller acid waste leak from another Chinese-owned mine in Zambia's copper belt was discovered days after the Sino Metals accident. Authorities have accused the smaller mine of attempting to hide it. Local police said a mine worker died at the second mine after falling into acid and alleged that the mine continued to operate after being instructed to stop its operations by authorities. Two Chinese mine managers have been arrested, police said. Both mines have now halted their operations after orders from Zambian authorities. While many Zambians are angry. Yeah. Quote, "It really just brings out the negligence that some investors actually have when it comes to environmental protection," end quote, said Mwini Mwinga, an environmental engineer who attended the meeting involving Zang, government ministers, and others. Quote, "They don't seem to have any concern at all, any regard at all. And I think it's really worrying because at the end of the day, we as Zambian people, it's the only land we have," end quote, end of article. Pretty crazy. And especially when it's land, their people are not on and in happening. I mean, look at China though, like it's the pollution.
I think this is a prime example, and when these things happen, why extraction of resources should be a national project. It shouldn't be some sort of private investment that does it, because at the end of the day, they don't care about the land. They care about extracting the resource.
Profit. Yeah.
And if anything happens to the land, the people who sit on the land have to pay for it. That's how it works at the end of the day, which is why it should be a nationally run project.
Yeah, that's a very good point, because then you're not looking at corporations doing it who don't care about the earth, who don't care about people.
Oh, look, they went bankrupt, so they can't pay for it because they extracted all the profit they can and it's not profitable anymore, so they're gone.
And in some instances, leaving a river that's died and it's going to affect the rest of the country for probably thousands of years.
Who knows how long? Yeah. This is ridiculous.
With no accountability because they're in a country whose laws don't apply to who's actually operating it. And I just speculate based on the Enron case that we covered on
Chevron.
Our
Chevron.
Chevron. I have trouble with that.
I even screwed it up in the whistleblower one. I called it Exxon. It's Chevron. They all have the same name, basically, don't they?
They really do. Wrong name or not, the point is still there. Giant corporations find ways to get around.
Oh, they will always do the bare minimum required of them.
Profits over people. Sorry, I almost said that the wrong way, and that's really wrong.
Well, and then they'll always find a way to privatize the profit and socialize loss, which means if there's going to be something that could hurt something long term, then society will pick that up. Whether it be cigarettes, oil, any of these mines, that's the plan of the private industry.
Fuck those guys. Was that too political?
Yeah, probably. But I think we already lost all the people who don't like us for our politics. But anyhow, you got 48 hours to not like us for our politics. So I hope I see you back here in 48 hours. I got a good episode for you. Anyhow, yeah, bye.
They'll be over it by then. Yeah, bye.